In Thailand, there is no end in sight to the water. Flooding has killed more than 400 people since unusually heavy monsoon rains began 2 months ago. And floodwaters continue to pour south into Bangkok. There, anxious residents have stripped the store shelves bare of drinking water, rice, and other essentials. And as Michael Sullivan reports now, tempers in the capital are running short.
The City of Angels dodged a bullet last weekend when the Chao Phraya River crested at a record high but did not burst its banks and flood the downtown as authorities had feared. The capital's business and commercial heart remains dry, too dry for some residents of outlying districts already underwater, who complain their homes and businesses are being sacrificed to protect more affluent and industrial areas closer to the city. This neighborhood in Bangkok's Samwa district is on the wrong side of the floodgates, literally. The water here up to the windows of the homes that line the canal. The dogs and their people squeezed together on stacks of sandbags or makeshift rafts. Shopkeeper Song, one name only, helps her sister wash dishes in front of her flooded home. The houses here, she says, have been waist-deep in water for weeks. And a few days ago, angry residents decided to do something about it. They punched a hole in the nearby floodgate, hoping it would drain the water away from their homes and toward the city center. She knows it was wrong, she says, but people were just fed up. The government always takes care of the rich people, she says, but there's lots of factories on the other side of the floodgate that employ ordinary Thais, too. If those factories flood, she says, then those people won't be able to work. So the government should keep that from happening, she says. I just wish they'd do something to help us get rid of the water here. She's right about the business side. The Bangkok area accounts for nearly half the country's GDP. The floods have already closed more than 1,000 factories, including several auto and computer hard drive makers north of Bangkok in the tourist town of Ayutthaya. Many are likely to be closed for months, their workers idled too, and manufacturers are already warning of supply chain disruptions worldwide. Flooded farmland means the country's rice crop is going to take a hit as well, and analysts say Thailand's economic growth rate for the year will be halved as a result of the floods. But Thais are still better off than most in the region. Cambodia and Laos, in particular, have also been hard hit by recent flooding, their governments ill-equipped to help. About 100 yards from shopkeeper Saum's house, municipal workers have now repaired the hole in the Samwa floodgate, and dozens of police are now on hand to prevent local residents from punching a hole through it again. Police Colonel Ek Ekasat says, so far, so good.
The situation here now is quiet. Everything
it's,
okay
at
now?
The moment, it's quiet, you know. It's quiet now. But maybe they come again, you know.
Frustration is building all over the city as more and more areas become flooded. Yesterday, a large crowd of people demonstrated near the airport, the one that isn't underwater, after the government opened several floodgates to protect a nearby industrial park. The demonstrators, fearful the water would come to their land instead. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.